نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the night of Jumu'ah and we are commanded in the noble Quran, Surah 33 verse 56, to read Durood Sharif and Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is authentic hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah wherein the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us, Akthiru alayya min as-salati yawm al-Jumu'ah. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon me on a Friday. So that is tonight and tomorrow. From a very tender age, most of us heard the word Durood Sharif. What is the meaning of Durood? Durood means, my brothers, it's a Farsi Persian word. When you are a farmer and you have a bumper crop and you know in minimum time you are going to make maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So that is called Durood. So subhanallah, the greatest gift for the best of Almighty Allah's creation on the best night, on the best day of the week. And that is Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So read one more time Durood Sharif inshaAllah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Shafina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, brothers, I have to thank the brothers who are responsible for our trip here. Our Mufti Huzaifa Hafizahullah went out of his way. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward him and his family. Our Dr. Abdullah Hussain and his family. Brother Abdul Alim and his family. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala reward all of you, mashallah, brothers, sisters. Then Almighty Allah unite our hearts. Normally, today I went to your people's newspaper. I don't know the people. Mufti Huzaifa told me that they want an interview from me, the Star newspaper. So I think you will read about it this weekend. So he was asking me, the brother Fakhruddin. Fakhruddin was asking me a few questions. He said, when there's trouble between a couple, husband and wife, what must we do? So I said, the trouble is that people think when they get married, is bedroom and bathroom only. So you must remember when you get married, the bodies are joined. The hearts have to be united. They have to be unity of thought. Then when you're in the plane also and you are experiencing turbulence, then you will cross all the turbulence and vicissitudes and ups and downs in life. And you read, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Allah Jalla Wala's one attribute is Wadud. Allah creates the love between husband, wife, parents, children, brothers and neighbors, brothers and sisters. So that is what we all need, brothers. Tonight's topic is a unique topic. I don't think normally these type of topics are discussed. And our Mufti Sahib just informed me now. I think in South Africa, I must still wait for confirmation when I go home. So I'm not sure in South Africa whether the moon was sighted or not. But here in your beloved Mauritius, remember that tomorrow, Friday, is the 30th of Jumad al-Ukhra, and Saturday will be the 1st of Rajab. Correct, Muslim? So remember that what we should do is tomorrow, inshallah, after Maghrib, we start reading, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. You are businessmen. You look forward to your busy season because you make maximum profit in minimum time. So the true Muslim, he wants to reap and take maximum benefit during the month of Ramadan. And therefore we beg Almighty Allah, Jalla wa ala, O Allah, that let us reap the benefit of Ramadan and spare us for the month of Ramadan. Today, my brothers, sisters, we're going to discuss politics. That is a topic normally not discussed, but not Mauritius or politics or South African politics. We're discussing Islamic politics and see how this impacts on our life even today. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in the entire universe. On that we have unanimity, consensus, there's no two opinions. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 53 years in Makkah Mukarrama, then migrated to Medina Munawwara. In the second year after the Hijrah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, her nikah was performed to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha. This was during the month of Ramadan. Today in Mauritius and South Africa, if somebody gets his daughter or son married in Ramadan, what our people will say? I don't go confused here. You don't want to feed anybody. How we can have a nikah in Ramadan? So what are you going to give for walima? Give everybody one khajur and one date. See? But we do not know, my brothers, the best of the best. Sayyida Fatima, Sayyidatun Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. Her nikah mubarak was performed in Ramadan, in the second year of the Hijrah. The nikah was solemnized by the master Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. In the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda is born. In the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda is born. So we need to know all this. Then in the 11th year of the Hijrah, it's Monday, it's 12 Rabiul Awwal, in the morning, 9-10 o'clock around there, so Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes parda and leaves this world. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. So now the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam took place. Now what? Now understand, all these points are valuable, valuable points. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, brothers. And we need to entrench, protect and promote and propagate the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah in all parts of the world. Therefore, our radio station, we say, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So my brothers, what happens after that? So let's come back to the last Thursday. Today is Thursday and we just read Isha Salat behind our Honorable Imam. What happened the last Thursday of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak life in Hayat Tayyiba? Quran Kareem tells us Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 40. Make mental notes of this. Surah 9, verse 40. It must help you your whole life. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is describing the incident of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah to Medina Munawwara. Who is the companion accompanying the Master alayhi salam? It is who? Allah describes it. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 40. Thaniyathnain idh huma fil ghar idh yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Thaniyas name, the second of the two. The first one is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second one is who? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. There's no other translation. And he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, was not concerned about himself. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if these Quraysh, these Meccans just have to bend down, they will see us. On that occasion, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed this verse on the Mubarak heart of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحَزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you inform your companion, Who? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Thaniyas name, the first one Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second one Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And you tell him, لا تحزن, don't be sad, don't be grieved, don't be worried. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا, Allah's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's help and divine assistance is with us. Surah 9 verse 40. Now pay attention, brothers. Surah 9 verse 40 taught us one title, Thaniya's name. He, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, is Thaniya's name with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the cave, Ghar Thawr, when they enter Medina Munawwara, he is Thaniya's name, the second of the two. You, my mothers and sisters and daughters, you should remember this always. There was a tribe in Medina Munawwara, and who are this tribe? They are known as the Banu Najjar, the carpenters. The daughters of the carpenters were waiting. And this is the welcome they gave when Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Thaniya's name Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entered. They said, "Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari, nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari." We are the daughters of the Banu Najjar tribe. Ya Habbada Muhammadun Jari, how excellent today Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our parosi, is our neighbor, leaving Makkah Mukarrama, coming to our land of Medina Munawwara. Those are the daughters of Medina Munawwara, my mothers and sisters. Learn about Islam. When they entered Medina Munawwara, again Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thaniya's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. It is the last Thursday of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hayat al-tayyibah on this earth. What did the Master alayhi salam say? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell the people to appoint Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. He is Thaniya's name in the cave. He is Thaniya's name when they entered Medina Munawwara. He is Thaniya's name on the Mubarak Musalla of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, sisters of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, made imamat for 17 salats in the lifetime of Nabi alayhi salam. Isha salat Thursday night like now, Friday 5 salat, Saturday 5 salat, Sunday 5 salat, and Monday Fajr salat. This was in the lifetime during Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Ummah, he said, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, today also is Thaniya's name. Who is buried right next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So see, so who is entitled to be the first Khalifa? Nobody else. None. Except Thaniya's name. So he rules this ummah for 2 years and 3 months. In this month, Jumad al-Ukhra, on the 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, the 13th year after Hijrah, his demise takes place. And he passes away, وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Then we find Sayyidina Umar Farooq. Sayyidina Umar Farooq is who, brothers? Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everybody came, Umar didn't come. Umar was invited to come. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his mubarak hands and said, Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar onto our side or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham is Abu Jahl. And it was for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He embraced Islam. Today when you go for Umrah, you go for Hajj, and that side is Safa and that side is Marwa. Where Safa is at that time, one Sahabi's house was there, Dar-e Arqam. This was the first madrasa, the first headquarters, where teaching, learning would take place. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu entered there and his sword in his hand. Sahaba said, companions of the Master alayhi salam, Sayyidina Umar is coming with the sword, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Master alayhi salam received wahi. Leave him be, let him enter. He enters, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu rasuluh. First time in the history of Islam, in chorus, the Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salam descended and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not only Ahl al-Ard, the people on the land and sand that are celebrating and rejoicing. We Ahl al-Sama, those in the skies, we also so happy, go open Mishkat Sharif. And we also celebrating today Umar bin Khattab is radiallahu an, and such a great personality. What Umar used to say on the Farsh, Allah used to send from the Arsh. That is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar performing tawaf. He, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and suggested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why don't we read Salat behind Maqam Ibrahim? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, we have to wait. And Allah revealed the verse after that. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّا. Make the station of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam the place, behind that you perform your salat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu rules the ummah from the 13th year, and this is Jumad al-Ukhra, right till the year 23rd year of the Hijrah. Now listen carefully, my brothers. Whatever I'm going to tell you, I'll give you documentation, I'll give you references, everything. Then he ruled right till the ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah. Now listen, it is Friday, it is the ending of Zulhijjah, the 23rd year of the Hijrah, Fajr time. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is reading Surah Yusuf, is making imamat. Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, every one of you remember the name, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, fire worshipper, Zoroastrian, comes with the dagger, stabs Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, and Sayyidina Umar, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he used to cry and beg and beseech Allah, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, let me pass away in the beloved city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He falls down. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu is there. He's buried in Taif. He comes and he makes istikhlaf. He continues with the salat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala whose demise takes place on the first of Muharram, the 24th year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes the Khalifa and Amirul Mu'mineen. My brothers, my sisters, my beloved youth, I beg you, pay attention to what I'm saying. In the year 2013, I went to Iran, myself and my wife. Like now I went to Vietnam and Thailand and Russia and Japan and South Korea and all these places. We had no visa, myself and my wife. We flew from South Africa to Dubai, Dubai to Tehran. There were about 8-10 people in front of us. I told my wife, just stay at the back, we make zikr. And it was Monday morning, 1st of Rabiul Awwal, in the year 2013. So I presented my passport when my turn came. So he looked. He said, Husseini, Husseini, Abdul Qadir Hussein. I couldn't understand what Mufti Sahib was saying, but I know one thing he said. My name is AK Hussein, not AK-47, you know. So that much I understood, you see. So when these people saw the passport, they said, Husseini. I said, yes, Husseini. Then I gave my wife's passport. I said, Fatima, Fatima. Husseini, Fatima. Very good. These are Shias in their mind. So he said, wait, we're coming now. And after 10 minutes, 12 minutes, they came, they stamped our passports, gave us 2-week visa, and I stayed 13 days. Wallahi al-Azim, I'm in this masjid. And my brothers, I want you to remember these things lifelong. It was a Friday. We were traveling, and we stopped in a place called Kashan. Kaf Alif, Sheen Alif, and Noon, Kashan, in Iran. You go to Kashan, and what will you see there, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? You will see the Iranian regime have made a mazar, a shrine, for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And they hate Umar, and they love the person who murdered Umar. And what did they write? The travesty of justice. They wrote, which I saw with my own eyes, you don't have to go ask anybody. I challenge everybody when I go on the radio. Tell me if I'm speaking lies. In Kashan, they have a shrine, a mazar, for and they call him Baba Shuja'uddin. You ask the ulama are present here. Do you know what is Shuja'uddin? We salute you, O Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper. You are the person, you did us a big favor by eliminating Umar. We hate Umar, Allah forbid, naqala kufar, kufar nabashir. Naqlul kufri laysa bikafirin. I'm telling you what they say. So they love him and they gave him the title, you are the brave one and we salute you and we congratulate you. This is what the Iranian regime did. You ask anyone who's sympathetic to them and see what they have to say about this issue. I told you of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, told you of Sayyidina Umar. Now we come to Sayyidina Usman, Dhun Nurain, radiallahu anhu warda. Who is Sayyidina Usman? Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu ta'ala an, from time of Nabi Muhammad, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and right till day of Qiyamah, he has one distinction no person in the world will ever have. He's called Dhun Nurain. Noor means light. I don't know about Mauritius, but in South Africa, you know, they looted and they stole so much, now we have load shedding. You know load shedding? 2 hours, 3 hours, there's no lights. You press, everything, nothing happens. You understood? So you must remember the noor is gone. It disappeared. So the wives get upset because their samosas are going off. The people get upset. Their TVs are blowing up. People get upset. There are so many things happening. Nevertheless, when we Muslims, tonight, tomorrow, we read Surah Kahf, is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah adha'a lahu min an-nur ma bayna al-jumu'atayn. Who recites Surah Kahf on the night of Friday, the day of Friday, Allah Jalla wa'ala will bless him with radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. And it's sahih and it's authentic in Sunan Nasa'i. So my brother Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is Zun-Nurain. What does it mean? He married 2 daughters of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one after the other. During the Battle of Badr, second year after the Hijrah, on a Friday, 17th Ramadan, he was not present. Because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, was very ill. He, Sayyidina Usman, was taking care of his honorable wife and she passed away. But he's considered as Badri Sahabi because Nabi alayhi salam gave him a share also. Then the second daughter, Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed her nikah to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anha. Dhun Nurain, 2 daughters, one after the other. When she passed away, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Usman, if I had another daughter, I would have given her to you. Who is Sayyidina Usman? There's so many things, but just to bring to your attention because you've been there. This is Masjid Nabawi, for example. This is where we go to Madinah Munawwarah, example. Where the Imam used to stand, now they're no more standing there, they're standing at the back. The first 5-6 serfs, which is called the Mihrab Uthmani. So where the Master alayhi salatu salam is, and the Mimbar Mubarak is, in front of that, that is the southern side of Masjid Nabawi. So the first 6 serfs, remember that extension was done with by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu with his own personal money. No collection and all these things. So that is his contribution. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, shortage of water in Madinah Munawwarah, take my money and then you go and use it for to purchase this well, and he made it waqf, benefit for the Muslim Ummah and everybody else. See brothers, I want you to make mental notes of this. We belong to Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. We namus sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib hai. I repeat, namus sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib hai. To protect and promote the integrity and the honor of the Sahaba, all the companions, all the students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is compulsory. Any person who curses, who abuses the beloved students of Nabi alayhi salam and his companions, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. It is the month of Rajab, the month you will be starting tomorrow night and Saturday. It is, remember, the 90th of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made announcement that we going to Tabuk. 30,000 Sahaba mobilized, organized, as mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. And Nabi alayhi salam said, every male who's able, capable, must participate. Now the logistics, 30,000 people is 50 degrees, mid-summer. The Khajur, the Rutab was smiling their face. They had to leave all that. I went to Tabuk by plane, it takes you 1.5 hours today. In that 50 degrees. So the logistics, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu came. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 camels from my side. Again next day, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 camels. 300 camels he gave, 1,000 gold coins he gave from his personal money, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So, when the munafiqeen hypocrites were there, they witnessing all this, say Murai, they're showing off. Poor Sahaba came and brought the dates, and they left 3 dates, 5 days, they say you're wasting time, what is this 3 dates? You gave a meager sum, they mock you. You give a huge, substantial amount, they abuse you. Allah defended the honor of Sahaba. Surah 9, verse 79. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ فَيَسْقَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Allah says those people who criticize the true believers who gave the charity voluntarily, whether they gave a small, meager sum or a big amount, and you mock them, سَخِيرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah will mock them, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and dispatch them to Jahannam and a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. You see who are Sahaba? The most beloved people on the face of this earth after all the Anbiya and companion, Anbiya and messengers of Almighty Allah. Allah is protecting their honor. Surah 9 verse 79. So Sina Usman radiallahu anhu's manaqib virtues are tremendous. He became shaheed. How he became shaheed? Let me relate to you an incident. Let me relate to you, O brothers, sisters, ulama and ufaz, an incident. Last year, 2018, I was in Russia. If you go to Russia, let me take you for a quick trip. If you go to Russia and you land in Moscow, you must go to the Olympic Hotel. I'm not getting a commission or anything from there. Just now you think I got the share or something. So anyway, my brothers, when you go to the Olympic Hotel, from there you walk and the masjid is 5 minutes away. I landed there Thursday night. So my wife and myself read Maghrib Isha because the lady there gave us incorrect information. She said the mosque, the masjid is closed. The masjid is just 5 minutes away. Fajr also we read in the hotel. And Jummah time, I took a walk, 12 o'clock, and then the Azan went. 20,000 people inside the masjid, outside the masjid for Jummah in Moscow. 5-story masjid. Ground floor, a basement for the ladies, ground floor and 3 floors. And outside, how many thousand people? Total crowd, 20,000 people approximately, in the heart of Moscow. From there you go to the Red Square, Kremlin, all that. We saw all. From there we came to St. Petersburg. In St. Petersburg, listen to what Sayyidina Usman did, my brothers. Look at his legacy. There's a person called Lenin, if you know anything of Russia and the history. Lenin died in 1924, 3 months before his death. Lenin told his people, this is a decree, this is my decision and signed. You see in that safe there, in that vault, there is a book and you must give it to the Muslims. It doesn't belong to us. This is Allah. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Surah 15 verse 9. Almighty Allah states, we have revealed this Quran Sharif and we are the one who protect it. No addition, no omission. In this gathering, there are 10 or more Hufaz and people who know the whole Quran Sharif from cover to cover. When I speak on the radio and I say, Mr. Pope, Mr. Pope, tell me how much you know of the Injil, the Gospel, in the original language by heart, cover to cover. So the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. The answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. Then we asked the Israelis, you show us one rabbi, one chief rabbi of yours, who knows the Torah by heart. Understood? From cover to cover in the original language. So what they will say? What will they say? Whenever you corner them, they say you anti-Semite. Understood? So I told them, when I studied your people's religion, Judaism, Christianity, I found so many versions of the Bible and the Gospel and the Torah, so many versions of it that even the virgins got confused. So you must remember. And you take ours, Alhamdulillah, any part of the world you go. Thus in St. Petersburg, brothers, pay attention, sisters. There's a vault, he told them 1924, Lenin, 3 months before his death, that must be given, the book, to the Muslims. They gave it to the authorities of Uzbekistan. Lo and behold, from Russia I went to Uzbekistan. When you go there, you must go to Tashkent. Mufti Huzaifa Sahib, other ulama, you all studied, maybe your teaching also, I don't know. There's a kitab, me and you, call Usul Shashi. So Tashkent's old name is Shash. He hailed and came from that part of the world. When you go to that museum, Tashkent, you will find when you enter, it's the only place the police are there. They have big, big cameras. And you will find the Mushaf, you will find the Quran Sharif. It's Friday. It's Medina Munawwara. It's Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an. He's fasting. And remember, the enemies came. His wife Naila, she took her hand and did this. They cut her fingers. And then they came to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, who built the masjid and extended the masjid, who gave water to the people of Medina Munawwara. He told them, today you want to kill me and you're not allowing me to go to the masjid, but I extended the masjid. Today you're not allowing water to come to my house, but I gave the people of Medina Munawwara this well. They said, we know, but we're still going to kill you. Allah forbid. And they murdered him, and the blood gushed out and oozed out and fell on the Quran Sharif that he was reading. And go to Tashkent, the main museum, you will find that same Quran there with the blood stains and certified by UNESCO, which I saw myself in September. You understood what the legacy he left behind? That is Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu arda. Then we come to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu al-Murtada. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw there's so much turmoil going on in Medina Munawwara. So after becoming the Khalifa, he moved the Khilafat and went to Iraq. But in Iraq, you must remember that there's a saying, it's not hadith. These are just sayings, like proverbs. Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. That many people in Iraq are Nifaq, are munafiqs and hypocrites. Kufa, Al-Kufi, La Yufi. The people of Kufa, they will never be loyal. They will stab you in the back. And just now you will see. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is Fatih Khaybar. You must remember, we can never take away all these virtues of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tomorrow I will give this flag and banner to that person. May yuhibbu Allah wa Rasoola wa yuhibbuhu Allah wa Rasoolu. He loves Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah jalla wa ala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Sayyidina Umar says, that day I was wishing it was me because of the virtue. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the next day asked, Aina Ali? Where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an? They said he has problem and sickness in his eyes. The Master alayhi salam said, call him, took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, rubbed it on the mubarak blessed eyes of Sayyidina Ali, and he was cured. And subhanallah, I went to Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara, and subhanallah, big forts. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu played a pivotal role, and therefore he received the title of Fatih Khaybar. This battle took place in Muharram in the 7th year after Hijrah. So remember, we never ever speak, we will always protect the honor of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu ruled this ummah just less than 5 years. It is 17th Ramadan. It is the 40th year after the Hijrah, and Ibn Muljim comes in Ramadan and assassinates him, and he is dispatched to hell, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu becomes a martyr. Now what happens, brothers? Before I go to that, I want to share one incident with you. Because some of you are married, some of you are father-in-laws, some of you are mother-in-law. So you should learn from this. The hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the Mubarak blessed house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Oh Fatima, my beloved daughter. Aina Ali? Where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu? I don't see him. She is a lady, paragon of piety, paragon of haya and modesty and morality. She looks down. She says, Ya Abati, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved father, baini wa bainahu shay. Husband, wife, you have argument. So we had some misunderstanding. He left, he's gone to the masjid. Now Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to the masjid from the house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Is the most beloved to Allah, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Khatam al Nabiyeen, Ya Al Muzammil, Ya Al Muddassir, all that, but as a father in law as well. So when the Master alayhi salam goes to his beloved son in law, Sayyidina Ali, go open Sahih Muslim. Today, agar koi khusar sab ho, today, if there's a father in law, something happened between his daughter and his son in law, he will not even listen to his son-in-law's story. When going there to his son-in-law, wo to astin chara denge. You understand? He'll be rolling up his sleeves already. Main zara marammat kar do iski. Let me do some penal beating. You understand? So, you see now, today's father-in-law wants to even assault his son-in-law. So many incidents. So many husbands today are assaulting their wives. So many husbands are having affairs today, cyber affairs. They say, no, it's not zina, and this type of things. Didn't the Quran say, wala taqrabu zina? Don't even go near it. So think properly what you're doing. A wife in Islam, Quran teaches us, Surah 4, verse 19, wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'roof. Treat your wives with love, with equity, with loyalty and respect. The whole world can say you good, but if you're not good to your wife and children, by Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're no good. Authentic hadith, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha reports, hadith in Tirmidhi, khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum wa ana khayrukum li ahali. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. I, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am the best to my wives and my children. See the precedent set. Who is a wife? She left the place of her birth, she left the parents, she left the siblings, she left everything to spend the remainder of her life with you. And now we show we don't care for her when she's old. And we say, no, you've gone so old now, you've gone old and cold. You've gone old and cold. We say, no, she's old and gold. That is Islam. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes Sahih Muslim to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, wa huwa yamsahu turab an jasadihi. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes his own beloved Mubarak hands, this dust on the body and clothing of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and removes it. me and you will do for our son-in-law. Then the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kum ya Aba Turab, stand up, O father of sand. His kunya agnoman was Abul Hasan. First son was Hasan radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hasan. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him ya Aba Turab. He used to say, I love this kunya, Kannani an Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me this title. See the love. So take lessons from this. Hamara kaam jorna hai. Hamara kaam torna nahi. We have to make the marriage work. Don't go and break the marriage. So that is our function. I hope you sisters, daughters also living. Small thing happened between husband and wife. The daughters start crying. Ooh, father pick me up. Father also got no sense. Common sense is no more common. You say, Betty pick up, I'm coming to fetch you. Are you going crazy? You must make the marriage work, not break the marriage. So think properly what we're doing. That is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. Now what happens? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, he becomes the Khalifa, he becomes the Amirul Mu'mineen for 6 months. From Ramadan onwards, 40th year of the Hijrah. Now pay attention, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving advice to the Sahaba. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, born 3rd year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, demise 11th year of the Hijrah. So at that time, he was 8 years old. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was 7 years old. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him, sitting on a minbar. Sayyidina Hassan, إِنَّ بَنِي هَذَا سَيِّدٌ لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That he is a Sayyid, therefore we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah use the word Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. That is the word Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used for his beloved Nawasa and Sibtu Rasulullah, his grandsons. Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu sitting, the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this grandson of mine is a Sayyid, is a leader. Allah will use him to reconcile this ummah. La alla Allah ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyatayni min muslimin. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. After 6 months, he resigns. He removes the mantle of Khilafat. He goes himself from Iraq to Damascus in Syria. Hands over power to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Amir Muawiyah, that year in history, in Islamic history, the year 41, is known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of unity, the year of solidarity. One Khalifa, one ruler for the whole Ummah. And who is the ruler? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He ruled this Ummah for approximately 20 years. From the year 41 to the year 60 in Rajab, then he passed away. He's buried there in Dimashq, in Damascus, in Syria. That is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, in his lifetime, he designated and said after his demise, Yazid Mazran. Now what happens? This is the last point I want you to understand. And this is the key point. It is Friday. It is 10th Muharram, day of Ashura, the year is 61. The place is Karbala. I've been to Karbala in 2000. So, man qatal al-Husayn? Who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an? Is no sense. I tell you something, you say something. Therefore, I brought this page from South Africa. And I told Mufti Hudhaifa, please make copies so I can distribute it to the ulama. Any of you, all of you know Arabic, we'll give it to you. In your family, anybody knows Arabic, we'll give it to you. Listen carefully. I'm reading, these are all Shia books. None of these are our books. These are all Shia books, Shia references. We got the date, 10th Muharram. We got the place, Karbala. We're speaking about who? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. What did Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu do prior to his shahadat and martyrdom? Listen, I read for you. The book's name is Al-Irshad. The author is Sheikh Mufid of the Shias. So these are how the Shias use the words. وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ حُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ فِي دُعَائِهِ عَلَى شِيَتِهِ. I give one copy to Mufti Huzaifa so he can see if I'm reading wrong or something, saying something from my side. وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ الْحُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ فِي دُعَائِهِ عَلَى شِيَتِهِ. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu raising his hands, making dua against the Shias. Making bad dua against the Shias. You got it? Whose book? Their book, not our book. Al-Irshad Sheikh Mufid. What dua? Allahumma in matta'tahum ilaheen fafarriqhum firaqa waj'alhum tara'ika qidada wa la tardal wulatu anhum abada. Ya Allah, these people, Shias, if you give them long life, then make them into splinter groups. Never let their rulers be pleased with them. They told the world, لِيَنْسُرُونَا. They're coming to help me and help us, the Ahlul Bayt, in the battle of Karbala. They said, ثُمَّ عَدَوْ عَلَيْنَا فَقَتَلُونَا. They came and they murdered us. They murdered the Ahlul Bayt. So who are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein and Ahlul Bayt? The Shia themselves. And the dua of Sayyidina Hussein is accepted till today. On Ashura, they're hitting themselves and everything. Next one. Sayyid Muhsin al-Amin says, Bay al-Hussein min Ahl al-Iraq ishroon alfa. 20,000 Iraqis. Remember my statement? Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. The 20,000 people, they took the bay'ah out of allegiance on Sayyidina Hussein. غَدَرُوا بِهِ وَخَرَجُوا عَلَيْهِ. They became treacherous and they turned against him. وَقَتَلُوهُ. And they murdered him and martyred him. أَعْيَانُ Shia. All Shia books. Next one. Now pay attention. If you know anything about Shiaism, this is all their terminology, but I want you must understand it. Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin. They all are Sunnis. They got nothing to do, wallahi, they got nothing to do with Shias. But the propaganda of the Shias is this. They say Imam Zainul Abidin is their fourth Imam. Hazrat Zainul Abidin is the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. He is a survivor of Karbala. He witnessed with his own eyes what is happening. He saw the martyrdom of his father. Now the aftermath. What does he say after his father is martyred? I read to you from their books. Yeah, you can confirm everything with Mufti sir. وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ لِأَهَلِ الْكُوفَةِ. Imam Zainul Abidin tells the people of Kufa, Al-Kufi la yufi. Remember I told you? The people of Kufa are not loyal. Hal ta'alamun, do you remember? Do you know? Annakum katabtum ila abi. You wrote letters to my father. Wa khada'tumu, then you deceived him. Wa a'taytumuhu min anfusikum al-ahda wal-mithaq. Thumma qataltumu wa khazaltumu. You are the ones, you took the oath of allegiance. Then you left my father, and then you fought against him. Now the key statement. Who's saying? Hazrat Zainul Abidin, Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, Rahimahullah, the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. He's asking the Shia, he's asking the people of Kufa, بِأَيِّ أَيْنٍ تَنْزُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. Tomorrow on Day of Justice, how will you face? How will you look at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will address you, Shia, and tell you, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You murdered my family, you murdered my nawasa. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. You desecrated our sacred rank. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah. This is not Abdul Qadir Hussein's fatwa. This is not a Maulana's fatwa. This is not Mufti Sahib and Sheikh Sahib's fatwa. This is Hazrat Zainul Abidin's fatwa. An eyewitness at Karbala, seeing his father murdered by the Shias. And the book, Al-Ihtijaj. And this is where Allama Tabrasi, as they call him, that the Shia Alim writes this. All the references are here. And he is to tell them, same as the Tabrasi, Inna haulai yabkuna alayna. Today they are crying for Sayyidina Hussein. Hussein, 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 labbaik ya Hussein. Faman qatalana ghayruhum. Who killed us beside the Shia? You getting the idea? Third one. On that I will conclude. I don't speak more than hour. So by quarter to 10 we are finished, inshallah. I started quarter to 9, so quarter to 10. I'm old man, I speak for 1 hour, you know. So my brothers, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is the honorable husband. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the honorable wife. Her title, Fatima al-Kubra, the senior Fatima, the greatest Fatima. Fatima, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. She is the queen, she is the leader of the women in Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Manaqibuha la tu'addu wa la tuhsa. Her virtues and merits, nobody can take away from her. She is Fatima bintu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatima al-Kubra. So Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu have Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. They have daughters, 3 daughters, Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulsum. Sayyida Fatima's sisters and Sayyida Fatima's daughters have the same name. Are you with me? Sayyida Fatima's sisters, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughters. And Sayyida Fatima's own daughters have the same name. Ruqayya, Umm Kulsum and Zainab. You got it? So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is martyred on Friday, 10th Muharram, the year is 61, and his son is Zainul Abidin, Hazrat Hussein's son. Hazrat Hussein's daughter, Sayyidina Hussein's daughter radiallahu anha, she was there as a witness. Her name, Fatima Sughra. Fatima Kubra, the senior Fatima, is his mother. And the younger Fatima is Fatima Sughra. Are you following? Don't get confused and don't let your fuses get blown also. Okay? I want you all to understand what I'm saying. Now her father is martyred. What does she say? وَقَالَتْ فَاطِمَا صُغْرَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي خُطْبَةٍ لَهَا فِي أَهَلِ الْكُوفَةِ يَا أَهَلَ الْكُوفَةِ يَا أَهَلَ الْغَدَرِ وَالْمَكَرِ وَالْخُيَلَاءِ. Oh you people of Kufa! You are the people of pretense. You are the treacherous people. What you did, inna ahlul bayt ibtalana Allahu bikum wa ibtalakum mina. Allah Ta'ala put you through the test. We are the ahlul bayt, the honorable household and family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What you all did to us, فَكَفَّرْتُمُونَا وَكَذَّبْتُمُونَا وَرَأَيْتُمْ قِتَالَنَا حَلَالًا. You considered us as non-Muslim. You rejected us and you murdered us. Meaning you murdered my honorable father. Then she taught us something else. She taught us something else. Mufti Sahib, just go down and you will see that she says, Tabbalakum, that Allah Ta'ala decimate and destroy you. Kama qataltum jaddana bil ams. You are the same people in the yesteryear, in the, this is 61 after Hijrah, 20 years, 21 years before that, you even murdered my dada, you even murdered my beloved grandfather, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. Who taught us this? Sayyidina Hussein's beloved daughter. You follow? Then she cursed them and said, Allah la'natullahi al-kadhi al-zalimeen, tabbal lakum ya ahl al-kufa. If I tell you, Qarisab, what's your name, Qarisab? Muhammad, you read very well, Mash. You read Qirat, is it? You read very well, mashallah. You read Surah Maryam, mashallah. You read from Surah Maryam, is it? Maryam's name is mentioned 34 times in the Quran. Surah Maryam is chapter number 19. Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. So brothers, so make me maaf Qarisab, I'm just giving example. That I tell you, you murdered my brother. And you say, yes, I murdered it. So it means you're confessing. She told them, Allah's curse be upon you. You are doing all these things. See what they said, the Shias.
See at the bottom, Maulana. Mufti Sahib. Al-Ihtijaj by Abu Mansur Ahmad Tabrizi.
They, the Shias. They, anybody wants Arabic, you know Arabic, take this. I brought it for you.
So, they read poetry.
The Shias, after murdering Sayyidina Hussein, telling the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein, Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima, yes, this is what we did. نَحْنُ قَتَلْنَا أَلِيًّا وَبَنِي أَلِيٍ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَسِمَاحِي نَحْنُ قَتَلْنَا أَلِيًّا وَبَنِي أَلِيٍ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِي. Yes, we murdered Ali. Yes, we murdered Hussein. And how we did it? We took the swords made in India. We took the spears made in India. And we murdered your father and your grandfather. So you see what I'm trying to tell you, my brothers, sisters, beloved children. Remember the Yahud, the Christians, they all our enemies. Quran says, Surah 5, verse 51. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Do not take the Jews and Christians to be your big friends, and do not take them to be your protectors. They work, they collude, they go in cahoots with one another. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Who befriends them, loves them, loves their culture, Christmas, New Year, all that, you become part and parcel of them. That is outside chor, bahir ka chor. Shias are under ghar ka chor. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah writes in his Fatawa Kubra, Hum ashaddu alal muslimin min al yahud wa nasara. They are worse than the Jews and Christians. So my brothers, I have come here especially this time to Mauritius, your beautiful country. Not for holiday, not for honeymoon, not to come see the moon of Rajab. No. I have come here on a mission and with Allah, Allah malaka shukru kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu. Allah gave us a platform and He said, use this platform. We call it Markaz Sahaba. I was by the Baytullah last year and I was looking at the Baytullah. And Allah put in my head, inspired me, say, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we rhyme it up, you see. So that is our mission, that is our message, that is what we are prepared to give our life for. We made it clear. I challenged the Shias, I went to Iran, I debated with them, I beat them in Iran. Hada min fadli Rabbi. You understand? So all this happened, it's documented, all this. You go to the website, you will see it. www.muftiakhusen.net and you will find all the details there and all these type of things. So my message to you, brothers, sisters, adults and children of Mauritius, it is compulsory upon you that you must love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You must love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must love the Ahlul Bayt, the beloved household and family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's compulsory, mandatory and imperative upon you. You must love every Sahabi and companion of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah passed the verdict, then who's got the right to castigate and curse them? وَكُلَّوْا عَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَدُوا أَنْ. The Quran is replete with such verses. So brothers, that is our mission. And I told you from Shia own books, they are responsible for the murder and martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein. And I challenged them so many times on air. These are your documents. These are your books. Show me if I'm quoting wrong. Prove to me these are not in your books. You show me. Not one. They all keep quiet. So you are the ones. You murdered Sayyidina Hussein. I was in McGill University in Canada. They told me that this university has a very big collection of books. So this was in 2000. So I said, let me go. I am in Montreal. So when I went there, I wasn't so impressed. So I told them, okay, I got more books than them. So anyway, this by the way. So I told them, can I get permission to sit by the lecture? I want to go by the PhD student. They said, yes, fine, go. When I walked in there, there was an Arab lecturer. Arab, Christian Arab. You know, in Palestine, you get Christian Arab. The Christian, but they speak Arabic. It's their mother tongue. Lebanon Christian Arab. So he was lecturing. There were three students there, PhD students. And he told them during his discourse, Imam Shafi was a Shia. And they're writing down. So I picked up my hand. Mr. Professor, sir, I beg your indulgence. Can I make a suggestion? He said, yes, yes, go ahead. He was speak fluent English. Mother tongue is Arabic, but... I said, I don't know if you read Diwanu Shafi'i, the collection of Imam Shafi's poetry. So he just made letters. I said, Imam Shafi said in that book there, لَوْكَانَ الرِّفْضَ حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدِي لَوْكَانَ الرِّفْضَ حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدِي فَلْيَشْهَدِ الثَّقَلَانَ أَنِّي رَافِذِي. He's Arab, he knew what I'm saying. Imam Shafi used the word low. Low means conditional clause, hypothetically, for argument's sake. If, hypothetically, for argument's sake, Shia Azam, Rawafiz, was really the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then let human being and the jinn bear testimony. I am Muhammad bin Idris a Shafi, I am also a Shia. But the truth is, you hate Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family, and therefore I'm a Sunni and I don't belong to you. I said, you never understood it. He laughed and he apologized. You see, this is my incident with them. So my brothers, that is why I'm here. So I want to draw to your attention. Don't get carried away. How come America and Israel are attacking Syria? They're attacking Iraq. They're attacking, you understand, all. Nobody attacks Iran. Do you think of it? It's all saber rattling. Iran says we will do this to Israel. Israel says we will do this to Iran. This. But nothing happens. Did you ever think of it? Din mein ek dusre ko gaali dete hai aur raat ko khud khana khate. Daytime they cursing, swearing one another. Nighttime they got the big party going on. The Sunnis and Arab countries were making them idiots and fools. Understand? They play a game. Understand? Last point for you, Sayyidina Umar. They should be reading 2 rakat salatu shukr daily. In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Iran was conquered. So you should be thankful, grateful to Sayyidina Umar. But they go build a shrine in Kashan for the murder of Sayyidina Umar. From time of Sayyidina Umar year, right to the year 1500 Gregorian calendar, Iran was a Sunni country. Iran was a Sunni country. Now past 518 years, in the year 1501, Ismail Safavi came, and in the name of Tasawwuf, he became like a small time buzruk, but he was a bushkruk all the time. And remember what he did? He got murids. Murids are blind, you know, they just get carried away. So he started playing, he's a big buzruk and everything. And then when he had sufficient power, first thing they did, they started slaughtering, murdering the Sunni ulama. And then Iran 1501, 1502, and now in 79 after Khomeini writes, you want to speak of Khomeini, let me tell you, I got the book here. Anybody wants to come with me now to Dr. Abdullah Hussein house, I'll show you the book. And Iran gave it to me. They gave me the books because my name is Husseini. See Allah's system. They didn't know who they're giving the books to. So you must remember Khomeini, the shaitan, writes, you can make mut'a for 1 hour. The time now is called 10 to 10. So you give a lady 50 rupees, $50, 50 rand, whatever you agree on. You can use her, abuse her, and then she goes away. Khomeini writes is permissible. That is Shia Azam. They promote prostitution. So when I debated with them, I asked them, you ready to give your daughter? I didn't say to me, I said to somebody else. You understood? So the whole face changes. You see? They want to get busy with other people's daughters, but their daughters they won't give. So beware, the enemies of Islam, they're out of the fold of Islam.
you heard the fatwa of Hazrat Zainul Abidin. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you don't belong to this ummah. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala keep us with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let us live with Ahlul Sunnah, die with Ahlul Sunnah. And tomorrow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercedes for us. Allahumma zukna shafa'at al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's make short dua inshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.